Welcome back to the Cook Official Podcast. You're here with your host, Lino Next Door.
Dibble.
Jaden. Lottie.
Lottie. Zeus. Yes, sir. God. Jaden. Lottie.
Just starts naming all of his tags. Whatever. Louise. The guy, him, Himothy.
I got a question. Jaden, what made you come up with the name Lottie?
Well, I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
That makes sense. Lottie.
And then once I, like, whenever I, if I ever was to get back into, like, doing music and stuff, I want my tag to be when Future say, Lottie.
He told me that when we were out one night, and I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. He thought that so through, like.
No, for real, bro. I think it's neat, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm from Lauderdale, so that's why, bro. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
It's thought thoroughly through.
I did not know that. Because, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. That's how I felt. I was smizzed when he told me that, too. Really? I was just sitting there, like, kind of tooted. He was like, yeah, man, because of the future. I was like, wow, bro, you thought that so well.
No, oh, God.
Yeah, I was sauced.
Yeah. Everyone uses Lottie, like, to go to Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. So, like, say, like, just for an example, like me and you.
Yeah.
Yo, Jaden, I'm going to go to Lottie. I'm heading to Lottie.
You feel me?
Everyone in Florida will know that's Fort Lauderdale.
Exactly, man.
We get I should have just put two and two together about your name, but I didn't, honestly.
But not, bro. Sometimes you need a quick reminder, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like I already know this, but how did you get your name,
Zeus? Yeah, how did you get your name?
How did I get my name?
Yeah, Zeus? Like, I know it's like Zeus and Jesus is related, but was there anything like,
this has to be. This is a tricky one. So, like, I think how I got my name Zeus, like, was what? From a homie named Juan. You know Juan, a previous roommate.
Yeah.
So, I really think it's that, or I was just trying to figure out what's a good name because I didn't want to be Chewy.
Chewy? That was the first one.
That was the original plot.
That was the original plot. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if I was with DJ Chewy right now.
DJ Chewy.
Like, nah, bro.
Isn't that a granola bar, bro? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Chewy's my actual nickname.
Oh.
Family call you that?
No, like every Jesus, like anyone that's called Jesus is called Chewy or Chuyin.
Why?
That's just a culture thing for Hispanics. Even for Jose, that's like, what's it called? I think Pepe. I think Pepe, yeah. But enough of that. I think how I got my name, because it was like when I was 14, bro, or 15, and I was playing a video game. I was playing online with Juan, and he used to play like God of War. You know God of War?
Of course.
Yeah, like, so he would play God of War all the time. And like, whenever we hop on the game, play online, it would be like Black Ops or something. And he would just be like, Zeus. And like, in my head I was like, yo, that's kind of fire.
That's kind of hard.
That's kind of fire.
Sounds like a super villain.
Yeah, like Zeus. Like, and I was like, okay, I feel like that's how it originally came. I don't know. I don't know. I think that's like the only thing that comes straight to my head, to, you know, how I got my name, because, you know, my name is Jesus.
Yeah,
so right. I was trying to figure out something catchy. You know, it was not going to be Chewy. So I was like, okay, hey, Zeus. Zeus. Okay, how about Zeus? And then, you know, just stick with me. I really got to, like, dig. I got to take some shrooms to, like, actually.
Oh, my God. You have to. I got to lock in.
I got to lock in and, like, take some, like, hardcore drugs to, like, figure out. Like,
this escalated so fast.
Yo, chill.
I kind of think I know why David has his name as Dibble. And I'm going to take a wild guess. My guess is because of that one Victorious episode when Kat couldn't. She had to stay away from Dibble.
No, it was the.
There's someone
Nibble.
Else named Dibble.
No, it was Gribble or Nibble.
It was Dibble. I promise you, it was Dibble.
The candy shit. Okay. She was trying to stop eating. Candy shit. She had an addiction. She was trying to.
I watched it last night.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah. Nope. You're
far.
Am I off?
Wait till you hear the reason though. Because I thought some shit like that too, and then he told me what the reason was.
It's my last name.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, bro, yeah.
Your last name is Dibble?
Well, yes. It's Dibble.
Dibble. It's actually pretty
like
pronounced.
Bible.
Yeah, it's Dibble. Like Bible, but with a D. It's like the Holy Dibble.
The Holy Dibble. The Holy Dibble. Dibble. Bro, that's your new contact.
So it was my nickname all through middle school, high school. And it just stuck, you know? Yeah. And it's a cool last name. So
it is like, pretty cool though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna trademark it. Yeah. Just like
I remember when I first met him and his brother. So his brother's name is Josh, but I don't call him Josh. I just call him Lil Dib.
Yeah, Lil Dib. Yeah, that was because my brother like produces and raps and stuff. Like, that's his rap name.
His like artist name. Yeah.
His music fire. I listen to.
Yeah.
Trust. Yeah.
What about you, Lindo? How you got your name?
Man,
oh, I know this.
We talked about this on the episode.
But honestly, like, there was a few names that I was given a shot that weren't working. I remember one of them was some corny shit like the Lindo Lingo or the Lingo with Lindo or some shit like that. But it wasn't sticking. So I was like, man, I'm literally just going to call myself what I called myself in high school because no one could pronounce my government name right. Which worked out because I hate when people use my government name. Like, I like banned it. Like at it's all
for the culture, please.
For the culture.
I don't know it.
GGs. I'll tell y'all after the pod camera.
All right, man.
When the camera show off. Of
but yeah,
if you guys want that, sign, subscribe to the Patreon. Just kidding. We don't have a Patreon.
Just kidding. But it's my name cut in half, and then I added an O. I got that nickname originally. Because, like, one day we were in practice, and I was exhausted, and I was tired, and my coach kept saying my damn name wrong. But I was like, you ever be so tired when you're doing something, like, sports-related that you can't really speak? Your brain just dead. Yes. Like, and I was, it's Lindo. And he's like, Lindo? Oh, I can do Lindo. That's Lindo's fine. I can do Lindo. I was like, I guess I'm Lindo now. And it stuck. Like for mad long.
That's tough.
I really gotta hear him say his actual name now.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
And so I went by Lindo, and then one day I was listening to Party Next Door, and I was like, "That's it. What if I just take Party off of it and put Lindo in front of it?"
I thought you always meant by Chris Next Door.
No, I was listening to Party Next Door, so I was like, "That's it. That's gotta be the name. It's just my nickname with Next Door on it."
I have a question. So like about that. Sorry. okay. Anyways, so Lindo Next Door, you don't think like sooner or later in the future, say like the podcast is like crazy. Like, we have like a million subscribers and like we're making bread and like it's a business for real.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like this is not, but this is a business. But point is, what I'm saying is, you don't think your name is gonna be like illegal or anything because you're taking. Party Next Door.
Chris Next Door.
You can't.
I don't know how that works.
It's gonna be Lindo Next Door. Like, like Party Next Door can patent and like copyright.
Yeah, but the Party term Next Door.
But Next Door, you can't copyright Next Door.
It's the same thing with Lil Yachty, Lil Wayne, Lil Bo. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
It's when you like probably start replicating like the stuff he does.
The stuff they're doing. Yeah.
As long as he's just on his own doing his own shit, you know, it's not like really associated.
And you have people go on to you be like, "Yo, that's Lindo Next Door."
I've a few times. Yeah,
yeah, that's
they're
fire.
Like, I follow you on the gram, and I'm like, "All right, what's my name?" Like, I sometimes do that just to be petty. I'm like, "What's my name?" And they're like, "It's Lindo Next Door, bro." I'm like, "All right, cool." Yeah, cool. But most of the time, people will say Lindo, but like, I'll try to see if people actually know me by my Instagram name because Zeus was like, make sure people like call you by your Instagram name time to time. So
yeah,
I'll test people and be like, "What's my Instagram name?"
It's good because, apart from my close friends, everybody calls me Dibble. So everybody already calls me by my like.
Last name.
My last name already. So it's like,
nickname. It's not really.
It's not my last name anymore. Don't search up my government name, all right?
Well, speaking of Next Door, Party Next Door is dropping.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
And I just found out it's not a single. It's an album.
With Drake.
Bro,
with Aubrey.
With Drake.
He doesn't deserve the name Drake right now. He's getting his ass kicked, so we're going to call him Aubrey today.
Aubrey.
Jesus Lord.
Yep. All right. He's getting called Aubrey.
So,
what do y'all think it's going to be? You think it's going to be a banger or it's going
to
be straight up?
It has to be a banger. He has no choice.
But it's a collab album, so it's not really up to him entirely.
Nah, he has
but
no choice.
But it's going to hit.
Zeus, how
I think it will.
It's Drake. and everything, bro, is Drake.
I do think that it'll break like stream records or whatever. Not even because it's good, but because everyone's got their eyes on him right now. They're trying to see, like you said,
what's the next move?
No choice. What's his next move? What's his comeback?
Like we said the last pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, was it two pods ago?
It was two pods ago.
It was two pods ago.
Yeah. It was last pod, right?
No, it was two pods.
We were talking about how like everyone's talking about like Kendrick. People talking about what Drake's gonna do.
We seem like we unintentionally talk about Drake every episode.
Yeah, and this is how he, this is why, you know what I'm saying? This is what makes Drake Drake. Because even when he's getting ran through, they still find a way to keep Drake in the loop.
Yeah, yes. He was wearing that bulletproof, I mean, bullet.
The smoke proof. Yeah,
that was kind of fire.
I'm not going to lie, that was tough.
That was marketing. Yeah. That's marketing. Fire. That right there, Drake, that was marketing.
Because he's admitting it now. He is getting ran through.
Yes, he's admitting that he got roasted.
Yeah.
That was tough, bro. I ain't going to lie. That was hella tough, bro. And I was just talking to my dad today about Drake and the Kendrick thing. Like, I was just saying, like, I listen to Drake. I have more Drake songs on my rotation than I actually have Kendrick, but I know that Kendrick is like has like this stage presence about him that's just hella different.
He's him, bro. Yeah. Bro, hold up. Drop the mic. Bro, he has the most I have it right here.
He's talking about most televised
yes.
He broke the record, 153 million most televised thing on television.
More than Michael Jackson.
Including anything, like not just sports.
Most televised what?
Most televised like thing on television.
What?
The Super Bowl halftime performance.
Oh, yes. Kendrick?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you see it, David?
And you heard what they said? He passed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes. Michael Jackson used to have people by the neck. He was the other generation's Drake. All right.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson used to just say hi and half the crowd would faint.
Yeah, yes. No, I saw that video.
There was a video that I just saw. He was just standing there like this.
He'd say nothing.
You got motherfuckers in stretchers.
Literally
bro,
stretchers, bro. So you know, you passing Michael Jackson, you doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro. I do believe that. Y'all really gonna eat during the pod?
Yo, bro, you know, so you want some Skittles?
Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Y'all boys don't want no Skittles.
Crack me a little something.
You know, so you gotta eat them. You gotta
eat them like you threw you all in dice?
You gotta eat them, you know what I'm saying?
It's the Negro.
But y'all go ahead, like, it was literally Drake and Party Next Door, they dropping an album, but is this literally like his comeback though?
I don't know. We don't know until Friday. But I do think it's gonna be a good R&B album,
which is smart because
it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be anything like.
I can hear your boy smack. I can hear your boy smack. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm gonna keep it down.
Right,
bro.
But what I was saying about Kendrick is, damn, you guys made me forget
about how like he was doing the
he broke the stream.
He broke the record.
He broke the record.
He's him performing.
Yes. He's hit, bro. I think his halftime performance was fucking phenomenal.
There were so many Easter eggs.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was watching y'all like because we were all at Pots. Yeah. We were all at Potbelly's just watching the halftime show. And when he was playing Mustang!
Bro, I threw my cup on the floor.
Yeah, bro.
I started tweaking.
I was jumping in the stage, going crazy. I see y'all turn the TV off.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, Mustard came out of nowhere like this.
Literally.
Yeah, bro, Mustard came out of nowhere.
Was hard. That right there is producer credit.
I think.
Yeah. That's how you promote.
I think we were the only ones getting that lit.
Yes.
Low key.
No, and no offense to the other students in FSU, but like, come on, that was lit.
Come on,
that was lit, bro. They were just like standing there just watching that.
What part did y'all think was more like, okay, he's really doing this now? Was it the part where he got Serena Williams to go up there and crip rock?
No.
Yeah.
Or was it the part where he looked at the camera and said, "Say Drake"?
That one.
Because he Drake about was, the lawsuit. Yes. And he was like, basically, he just said I don't care, like the way he said say Drake. I lost my shit right around there. I was like, damn, Kendrick really just demolished
that
Drake,
that made me go home like, bro, you cannot touch this dude, bro.
On me,
you cannot touch.
He made
Kendrick.
Me feel like I need to be a better hater if I want to be a hater, because like you know what I'm saying. He smiled at the camera and said, "Say Drake."
The camera, bro.
Knowing that the moment he said his name, it's an official lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, you're him.
Wait, no how? Do you know how exactly it was a lawsuit? Because I didn't get that, bro. It was his song.
What is it? What is it called when you're like
defamation?
Defamation. Because he's talking about talking to minors and things of that nature, and it's not proven. So yeah, the moment he says his name, then he confirms that he's talking about trying to talk to a minor and things like that. So now it becomes a lawsuit. And they I think they sent something to him to say, like, listen, if you perform They Not Like Us and you say Drake's name, which was Drake's team, they said, like, we will start a lawsuit. Yeah. And that's why he smiled at the camera and was like, bring the lawsuit then. I don't care. Say Drake.
That's crazy.
He's going to make money from the Super Bowl alone to pay for that lawsuit.
Yeah, he did it, bro.
He didn't. Apparently.
You don't get paid for the lawsuit, but the money you make as far as, like business, like brands and all that shit. That's why you don't get paid for the Super Bowl, because you bring in money from, you know how many people are watching the Super Bowl at that time? Let alone that performance. He broke a record. So think about how much money he possibly made, like people going to listen to his music, people reaching out to him to perform somewhere. Think about how much money he brought in. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, so Lindo cooking.
Yeah.
Lindo,
Rihanna did the halftime show last year, I believe, or the year prior, and Fenty went up like a certain percentage in like 2-3 minutes, bro. And it was an insane number. Like, she broke a record or some shit like that. She didn't get paid for the Super Bowl, though, but she got paid.
Precisely.
You know what I'm saying? So
precisely.
I don't know. He could sue Kendrick if he wants to. That's probably going to take a fraction of what he made from the money he probably made to do it.
But let's please stop acting like Serena Williams snapped that shit, because that was horrible.
Like, that wasn't even her.
Bro, no, it was her.
That was Serena Williams. No, that wasn't.
They confirmed that it was her.
That crit walk was horrible.
No, that wasn't her.
Stop it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I love
it. They confirmed it was her.
That was her, bro. That was her.
It was her.
What?
It was horrible. Yeah. Let's stop that, please.
You know
it was
how horrible. Much?
Stop acting like she snapped on Twitter and all that. And Instagram and stuff, bro. That was trash.
You know how much the Super Bowl Bowl ad was this year?
$8 million?
Eight mil. And guess what Kanye did?
But you make money. Like a lot of money.
You make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And guess what Kanye did, bro?
What?
Made an ad.
Exactly.
Was that the ad that got him canceled?
No.
It was a domino effect. Dave said, It was a domino effect, but basically he did the same thing last year. He paid for this $8 million ad, shot it on his iPhone. You can go watch the video if you want. He was in like a hospital bed, getting new teeth.
Oh.
And he was like, I spent all the money on the ad on new teeth, so I got to shoot it on the iPhone again. Go on Yeezy.com. And this was like, you know, a Super Bowl ad. And 6 hours later, he just crashes out
all over Twitter.
Like, it is so bad. Were you there?
It's so hard to defend.
Bro, we was reading it on the TV,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no. I heard that shit over in my room, bro.
Yes, no, bro.
Eddie was screaming that
Eddie
shit.
Eddie is top five for that.
Shout out Eddie,
okay,
bro.
Okay, shout out Eddie. But we had, like, on the mirror, like, we mirrored it
mirroring
to
the screen
my phone,
on your phone
to the TV. And he was just reading it, like, in the...
What Kanye said?
Yeah. Yes, bro.
What exactly did he say?
I can't even say it, bro.
It's too much.
Too
it was
much,
everything
bro.
In caps. It was everything. Yeah. Everything in caps. It was just him whining. I think that's what it is, bro.
I overheard... Because here's the thing about Kanye. I try not to look into when he does this BS, because I'm over it now. And as someone who has Kanye in their top 10, don't argue with me about it. Someone who has Kanye in their top 10, it's getting harder and harder to defend this man. And I know, granted, he lost a lot of loved ones and he's got some things going on. But I think I hope it's not true, but they're saying this man had like a shirt with a Nazi symbol on there.
That's what I was going to get to.
Yes, he has swastikas.
Tell me how you pay $8 million for a Super Bowl ad. They accept you somehow. knowing
you're
that you're
crash
a crash out.
Out,
like this is not the first time he's like crashed out, like literally. In the past year, like he's been doing some crazy stunts, like literally that shit that he pulled at the Grammys, and they still let him air his Super Bowl ad. The Grammys was before the Super Bowl, so just like think how that happened, you know.
But the thing about Kanye is, it don't matter where he go or where he say or what he's doing, he will bring in the views.
Oh yeah, no,
he will bring you money. If Kanye is going to be there, the attendance will go up. Like, it don't matter. No,
it's
but
insane.
It's are you willing to gamble what he will do when he's there?
Yeah, no.
Are you willing to make that gamble? Mm-hmm. Kanye be out of pocket, though, low key.
He do, bro. Like, my thing is, like, bro, you're Kanye West. you don't need to do much for attention.
Oh,
like,
me?
You're Kanye West, bro. Like, there's a lot of people
you
that
made college
really
dropout.
Wish that, yeah, you made college dropout. You made freaking, she liked to,
808 and Heartbreaks. He made
something with shooting stars. She liked the, you feel me? Shoes and cars.
Like, overall, I think he's a great musician, great artist.
What
do you mean? What do you mean?
Vultures wasn't all that, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
I agree
like,
with
that's probably like the I agree only. With that's probably. All right. That's probably.
I agree all right. with right. If Kanye dropped 10 albums in his entire life, which is not true, he didn't miss 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10.
Correct.
Like
his hit rate is 80%. Like, I don't know about not. Wait,
Donda
wait. You
was
said he made
good.
What? I said let's say Kanye made 8 albums in his entire life, which is not true. He made more or less. Out of those 10, he will hit and make a no miss. 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I say 6 out of 10.
You're bugging. I cannot co-sign that. You're bugging.
No, I'm not talking about full album. I'm not talking about full album, but songs on the album.
No, we have to talk about albums. If he has 10 tracks on 10 albums, right? Each. Out of those 10 songs, a guaranteed 7 of them will be hits.
No.
You're bugging.
Sway,
no. You're bugging.
You don't got the
You don't
answer.
Got the
name,
answer, Sway.
Name, I don't think so. Name 7 songs off of Vultures right now.
I just said out of 10 albums, 8 out of 10 are guaranteed hits. Vultures just happened to be the right, one.
Name no, 7 songs off of Graduation.
I got everything right here.
Let me,
got,
okay, so go down right, this.
So first one, College Dropout.
9 out of 10.
Banger.
Actually, 10 out of 10. That's a good
yes,
one.
Yes, 10 out of 10.
Late Registration.
9 out of 10. That's still a hit.
Graduation.
11,000 out of 10. 11,000.
808 and Heartbreak.
11 out of 10.
No.
Bro, what?
Are you
no,
crazy? Wait. I'm sorry. Wait, it's the one after that. I'm sorry. Not
no,
that
no. It can't, you can't even say that one either. Because My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Don't disrespect
20 million
me.
Out of 10.
No skips. It has no skips.
Which one is the, bro,
that's
it's
the
one
best,
that I'm looking for,
that's
bro.
The best Kanye album.
It's one that I'm looking for. It said that was not all that.
Which huh? one?
And I think it was 808s and Heartbreaks, bro.
This one with the heart?
There was like a couple on there. A couple on there that was like bangers. And then like the rest wasn't like an all that album, bro.
No way, bro.
There's like a couple,
no
like what?
Way,
and that's the no one way. Where I ain't loving you.
Yeah, Love Lockdown.
Yeah.
Love Lockdown. That
yeah.
album
is that
has
one?
Bangers.
It's that one and like 3 other songs. The rest, do y'all know all the songs on there?
It's a lot.
It's a lot of songs
it's a lot
that Kanye.
Remember,
I know
yeah.
Love Lockdown, that song, and I think it's like 2 others, and that's it.
Like Heartless. And
yeah,
like,
Heartless, yeah. And then the rest is Boo Boo. I'm not saying Boo Boo. Yeah. I don't say it's Boo Boo.
It's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Amazing.
You feel me? Like,
did you hear? Apparently.
Right, we're going to count that album as a dub.
All right. And then, okay, and then Watch the Throne Deluxe. Or even without
the Jay-Z.
Yeah, with the Jay-Z.
Don't disrespect
that.
That
was crazy.
That
was
really
good.
Otis Redding?
Huh?
Otis?
The song Otis?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
Man. Oh.
That was one of the best songs.
Oh, watch.
Oh, God.
That's a banger album, bro.
No, for real.
As a producer, like, I love music to death. He went crazy.
That was the one of the best samples.
Kanye knows how to sample.
He knows
bro.
How to
That's
sample very
and
well.
And he still does.
That was
he
one of the best samples.
Y'all remember when he was going through his phase where he was like insanely Christian. Like he was not messing around with nobody.
When he made Jesus.
Yes.
King.
That's when
he remixed
King.
Like
yes.
He remixed a bunch of his own songs and made them gospel versions.
Yes.
And they still came out fire.
Okay. The man is talented.
I think
just
the only tripping. I think the only one that I am not a fan of is okay,
Donda.
Don't. Yes. Thank don't you. Don't even yeah. don't even say none, chat. But Donda was like it was kind of mid.
It was okay. Yeah.
And then after Donda. That, like,
that's not on that album.
It's not.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Wait, wow.
You just said Bound was on Donda.
I'm off the grid.
Or that the other one. Was what's the other song? Back against my wall, never turn on God.
He done miracles on me.
Oh, now y'all might not like me on this one, but the album with the is it Jesus is King?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about before. Yeah,
life light. This is what a life light. Not Christ light.
Yeah, bro, yeah. Tell me that album wasn't not good.
No, that was good. That was good.
I closed on Sunday.
I messed with it.
You my Chick Fil A.
Yeah, that joke was trash, David.
Yeah,
I'm not
gonna lie, bro. But Jesus is King was good, though. Jesus is King was good.
That joint was trash, Dave. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
You know what's also a good album? The album that he made with Sunday Service as a whole.
That was lit, bro. But you gotta admit, David, bro, like, he put so much preparation into that album. He was like, no chuckling or nothing, or no kind of way. And it was like, okay, now play off the grid. Like, bro, he was so serious about that album. It was so trash.
He did a live watch party for that album, and a lot of people were just standing there. Like for Donda, you ever watched that? I watched it live.
Just to
like
see him ascend in the middle of Mercedes-Benz Stadium saying, he's done miracles. Like, bro, chill.
I think, because that was around the time like him and Kim Kardashian split up.
And he sunk her and she didn't take him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kim.
So I think that's where his breaking point was when that album
But
dropped.
Even then, like, his mom died. I was just going to say that.
He went through a lot, bro.
That album was for his mom, you feel me? Like, and respect to the mother, you feel me?
Bro wasn't in his, like 100% creative state of mind. There's no way he was. Like, he wasn't at peak creativity.
Yeah,
he was mourning. You know what I'm saying? We can't hold that up against him. Now, we know when he's not mourning what he produces. All right?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
So, we know. That's true. Like,
but Vulture,
Mr. West, you can't make up for what you did, bro. I'm sorry.
Mr. West.
Wake up, Mr. West.
Oh, God. But, hey, y'all boys know Valentine's Day is tomorrow, though. So, you feel me?
Yeah.
How would you say, how would y'all boys say or map out in y'all head is the best, like
what's like the best way
plan out of Valentine's Day? Like, how would you do it? Like, how would you set up by setup? Like, how would you do it? David, how would you do it, bro?
That's like the wrong guy.
The bachelorette out of all of us.
Yeah. I mean, but like, you know, for a
if you had, first we're going to the club. No, I'm just kidding.
if you had one.
Let's see.
Skip.
Don't say Netflix and chill, David.
No. Well, first I'll pick her up. Then we'll go to like a really nice restaurant cuz I love like really nice food. Probably like El Luso. If you've been to El Luso, El Luso. You don't know about
I've heard
El Luso?
About El Luso. I haven't eaten there, but I've heard about it. It's nice.
It's like fancy Italian stuff. Why? And then after that, damn, I wish there was a beach here. You know?
Oh my gosh, bro! Beach, you're cooking.
Or like,
you're cooking.
Watch the sunset.
Since we don't live next to the beach, I would go to Cascade because Cascade is like the best park in Tallahassee.
Perfect.
And then we would just go like, look at the stars or something.
You cooking, David?
But if Sugar Rush was still here, I would go to Sugar Rush.
They just put me on Sugar Rush, too.
Yeah.
Don, shout out to Don.
Yeah, like, I didn't even know he worked there.
Yeah, he
so
used to
be,
work there. So
it would be El Luso, Sugar Rush, but it doesn't exist anymore. So we'd have to go all the way up to Killarn.
Oh, facts.
And go up there because I know there's a nice place up there.
That's okay, solid.
And since we're in Killarn instead of Cascade, we're going to go to this place called McClay Gardens, which is like this really nice like garden, like everything's cut well.
Valentine's Day is the day that women has to be like pressure, like they have to be like focused pressure. On. They have to be focused on. Like of course, hey, don't get me wrong, us dudes got to be focused on too.
Facts. 100%.
Like, but
how would you do it, Zeus?
Well, I mean, technically it's tomorrow, so I'll just kind of tell you my plan.
Just vlog it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna vlog it.
That's what Bobby would do.
Yeah,
he's gonna vlog it. I'm
with my shorty.
I'm my shorty.
We're about to eat
burgers. That's how you get bitch slapped.
Yeah,
what I'm gonna do with my girl, so like, of course we wake up. I make her some breakfast.
Okay.
I'm gonna make her brunch. You remember that brunch I made you, bro?
Yes, don't say eggs Benedict.
No. Pancake, the croissant bun, and
I made strawberry pancakes for him with homemade
jam.
Yeah, homemade strawberry
fluffy
jam.
Ass pancakes.
Kool-Aid jammer, bro. Cookie pack on camera. Yeah,
yes.
Bro, yeah.
So I'm gonna make all that. So then after that, take her to Cascade.
Yeah.
There's this little hill that I like to go, and he knows what I'm talking about. It's his hill. That's where we're gonna open up the gifts together, and just vibe, you know, do a couple things, and then after that, take her to Monroe, which is like the new spot that's like right here. He has a reservation there, but it's like a very fancy spot that only takes reservations.
Yeah, they only take.
Oh, they only take reservations.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've heard, I mean, like that's. Yeah. I never like went up there and be like, oh, a table for two. So, I just heard from, like, a homie of mine. Oh, it's Don B's cousin, Jose.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Don, man.
Yeah, so he was telling me that, like, he tried to go over there and just get a table for two. And
they were like, fuck you.
Yeah. They're like,
it don't work like that, bucko.
Yeah, it don't work like that. You got to take a, you got to do reservations. We only do reservations.
It's a smooth dude.
And then after that, I'm going to go see her play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At the rave, because she DJs. So, yeah,
I'm that's lit.
So that's lit. That's my Valentine's.
That's the place that, to be tomorrow.
A couple
man,
that DJs together
stays.
A couple that DJs together stays together.
Of course. What about you, Lindo? Right.
No, don't put him on the spot.
I'm sorry, bro. Sorry.
Hey, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh man, that's fed.
It's fed.
If you need time to cook, what about you, Lottie?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, how I do it, you know. You know, and when y'all clip this, make sure y'all had a little, you know, had a TKO playing in the background when I but you know,
I'm sorry, I was just messing around. Keep going.
But yeah, but I get in my bag. You know what I'm saying? All I know is that I don't like to do too much because our love and our affection is just always a lot, and you know what I'm saying. And we don't really need to do too much on this special day for the women.
Never too much.
You know what I'm saying.
Much,
so all I'll do is, you know, take out to eat. You know what I'm saying. You know, have some chocolates and, you know, some roses petals, and you know, and then probably go back home, listen to some, you know what I'm saying, Mint Condition or something, or like
Mint Condition.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, or like, you know, okay, to listen to some old school music. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing. Like, that's all you got to do, man. Like, we do too much, bro. Being a man and being, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? You got to do a lot of work. So, like, why do you pick a day to have us want to put in extra work? Like, we do enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'll just do that, you know, make her special. You know what I'm saying? Make, you know, make her feel special on this special holiday. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
All right, let's
damn. I think, you know, it's the same thing. Either it just depends on how the day's going. If either we're gonna go to a super nice spot for brunch or we're gonna go to a super nice spot for dinner. My choices would either be Yvonne Adam.
Oh, Yvonne Adam's yeah. fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you know
solid.
What I'm saying?
Okay, solid.
And then I would say go watch like the sunset. You know, that's a vibe too.
Like I said, bro, Demure. I wish we
and
I
then
wish we
sip
had
and paint.
Beach.
Sip it, very Demure.
Yeah, that's what I got planned. Sip and paint, Yvonne Adams, and then we'll win.
Very Demure. That's what I got. Hey, I think all of our ideas, they'll definitely fall in love. Don't you think?
You feel me?
I think they'll be in love for sure, man. I think they'll appreciate our love, our affection. You know what I'm saying? Especially Dibbles. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
like, for sure. Like, Dibble, whoever's that lucky lady one day, bro, she'll be glad to have you.
Ladies, you know what lady, whoever, whatever.
Ladies, you know what I'm saying? Or lady, however, they're lucky, man. All right? You too, Zeus.
On a real right? note.
You too, Lindo.
I'll be kissing my computer tomorrow night.
Oh, God. Hey.
And nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Digital love is good love.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Digital love is good love.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God,
you know
man. There's nothing wrong with it. You feel me?
Speaking of love, y'all be keeping up with Trippy?
Trippy? No.
No.
Oh, Trippy Red?
We're not keeping up.
What's Trippy
up?
Is Trippy.
Trippy is already.
Trippy and Koi?
Trippy and Koi is a whole different story. He already cheated on Koi.
Whoa.
With that being
well, they
said,
got a baby together now.
With that being said, I think this is how we end the podcast.
Oh, God.
I might swerve on that corner.
No. Watch out for that new one he got coming out. Wait, hold on.
He just left his family.
Yeah.
Who left his old LiAngelo?
Yeah, he just left his shorty and kids. That's just so hard, bro.
That was the bar. That was the bar.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
Stay cooked. Stay cooked.